This episode of WDW Today is being sponsored by touringplans.com. And, you know, it doesn't matter when you go to Walt Disney World. Maybe it's later this month. Maybe it's next year. July, May, February, November, March. It really doesn't matter when it is. The reality is it's going to be crowded. That's just how Walt Disney World is these days. But the good news is you can see everything and do everything in Walt Disney World without waiting in long lines for everything. Touringplans.com. That's right. Touringplans.com has the resources and information you need to be the hero of your family and get around all those big crowds and see all your favorite attractions. In fact, you can see them many, many times if you'd like. Check them out right now at touringplans.com.
Bringing the world to your world, this is Walt Disney World Today. Here are Mike Scopa, Len Testa, Mike Newell, and your host, Matt Hochberg.
It's Monday, December 15th, 2014, and this is episode 1435 of WDW Today. I'm Matt Hochberg of StudiosCentral.com and RoyalCaribbeanBlog.com. Joining me on today's show is Mike Scopa, a blogger for TouringBlends.com, and he's also the co-host of the Mickey Miles podcast. What's your mic?
Knock, knock.
Ellen's Energy Adventure.
No, 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 no. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Toucan.
Toucan who?
Toucan not fit through the turnstiles at the same time.
Enchanted Euro.
Enchanted Euro?
What?
What?
What'd you say?
Enchanted Tiki Room?
Oh, no, no, no.
Is it a quote, really?
Yep.
Pirates. It's the Parker Burton. Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Festival of Lion King.
It is certainly not.
What was the one he did last week? The first ever generation video from...
Oh, America the Beautiful or America...
SMRT1 from Community Corps from 1982.
Matterhorn.
Matterhorn. Yeah, that's right. Country Beer Jimbree. I got that.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah.
From the Jungle Cruise.
But
there are so many different jokes, you never know which one you're going to
get. We missed the obvious one, I guess.
We should have laughed at what he said like we did at reunion.
Toucan.
Also joining us on today's show is Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Matt, I caught the reunion bug.
Oh, no. We call that Joe Pardo disease.
Is that what you call it?
Parditis.
Parditis.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Mike. But good news is something to make you feel better.
Yes.
At least maybe motivate you to get better. Live show this Sunday.
Oh, it's more work. That makes me feel better?
Yes, that's right. It's
gotcha.
All good fun.
Gotcha.
Actually, yeah, Sunday, December 21st, 8 p.m. Eastern time. We'd love to have you there to talk about Walt Disney World just before the holidays kick off. And you could be there as well. So we, of course, I say that, Mike, because we have to get that out at the beginning because I know some people don't listen to the end.
I know.
Tisk, tisk.
What's up with that?
I know.
I give out lotto numbers at the end of every show.
Also joining us on today's show, Len Testa, co-author of The Unofficial Guide to Walt Disney World. And he's also the host of the Disney Dish with Jim Hill podcast. Lately, number one in iTunes and in your
one.
Books. Hey, Len.
That's true. How's it going, Matt?
Outstanding. On today's show, we are going to be talking about our favorite buildings in each of the Walt Disney World resorts and why. And we're going to go through this pretty quickly here. And, you know, there's definitely some buildings that just stand out as, you know, well, the ones we recommend or the ones we even stay at when we go to these resorts because for whatever reason, they just stand out as a great choice. And Len, let's kick things off here with Disney's All-Star Movies Resort.
All-Star Movies. Right. So movies has the five different categories of room, right? Or five different themes, right? The ones straight back from the food court are Fantasia. Behind those are Love Bug. To the left of the food court are Toy Story. To the right are 101 Dalmatians. And then farther beyond that are Mighty Ducks. It depends on what you're looking for. If you're looking for stuff that's close, the Fantasia ones, those are the preferred ones, right?
Yep.
The and then I think parts of are parts of Toy Story also preferred? In any event, the rooms that I like best are the north-facing rooms in Building 3, and I like Building 3 the best. If you go at the front, you've got a pool, but behind it, you've got very little parking in these north-facing rooms, and also no pedestrian traffic walking past you.
Yes, I
was to get to Cinema Hall. Yeah, so building three.
Actually, building two and three, both the Mighty Ducks buildings, I like them. But I would say you don't have to go to the Cinema Hall. You can actually, it's actually faster for you to walk over to All Star Music.
That's right. It's closer. The food court is closer.
Right? That's right. And you can use their buses, which tend to be, for some reason, I think many people have noticed, is that the movie of the All Star Resorts movies is always the most crowded. And it kind of goes up the chain. So movies is the most crowded, followed by music, which is less crowded than movies, and sports, which is less crowded than music. So that gives you a double advantage. You get closer access.
Mm-hmm.
You're not paying extra to have that close access.
And, really,
and you can get a little bit easier access to buses.
You've got your choice of the two food courts, really, too. I mean, not that there's going to be a huge variation between them, but you know, for whatever reason, one of them is crowded with a really large group. You can just remember that for the next time and head to the other one on your on the other meal.
Absolutely. I was just checking out. Actually, I was just checking out the view from one of those buildings on touringplans.com.
I love it. Isn't that great?
It's a great view of trees and bushes.
Well, you know, whatever.
Whatever.
So if you were staying at All Star Movies and you really didn't intend on having anything to do with the lobby, with the food court, with the buses, I think I'd probably pick – I'd probably go with maybe – 6 or 7, where the Love Bug is.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because, you know, it's quiet. It's away from the large pool. It's away from both pools, really. Yeah. And, you know, I'll be using a car. So I think that it depends. I think building choice sometimes depends upon what you're going to do at the resort, how you're going to utilize it.
Mm. So if you're driving or not.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So I agree with Mike.
I think I'd go with 6 or 7.
I agree with Mike. I stayed one time in building, I think it was 3. We faced directly the pool, and at 1 o'clock in the morning, it was just so loud. Yeah, so I kind of agree with Mike. I'd rather face a courtyard or even the parking lot is much more quieter than the pool. Mm-hmm.
And and those buildings are closer to the parking lot, too.
Right.
Than maybe like 805 or, you know, some of the others.
Let's go to All Star Music. So you got the Calypso buildings, 1 and 10 are the closest. They're also preferred, but I generally go for building 9 in jazz section. It's the closest without like paying extra.
Who's making jazz hands besides me right now?
Who isn't always making jazz hands? All I do.
Well, okay. So you like jazz, and because it's close.
I think building 9 is the closest without having to pay extra for it.
Yes. I like the scenery of Broadway Hotel. I like 7 and 8, especially the rooms in Broadway that are east facing rooms in 7 because they're super quiet. There's no parking lot on them.
Yes.
So Broadway is very pretty at night because you know they've got sort of that marquee shape,
the neon, yeah,
around. Yeah, neon. And the other, 7 and 8.
Let's move on to sports. And Mr. Newell and I have had a lot of experience staying at sports. And you know, Mike, we're always saying it's good. At the touchdown buildings.
Touchdown. Yep, absolutely. I agree with that too. You get that little courtyard in the center with the football field. So you get a little traffic there during the day, but not so much at night. Mm-hmm. Again, it's further away from the pool. I agree with you. Touchdown it is.
All right. Let's move on to Art of Animation.
I've never stayed there, so I cannot comment.
I like building 10 quite a bit, Lion King. Here's why. It's it's close enough to the animation hall lobby and food court to walk to. It's really convenient to the largest section of parking, which is for building 6 to 10. And you can, if your Magic Band ever works, and you can get through the fire exit. It's a short walk to almost any part of the building. But the main thing I like about it is it's quiet because it doesn't have a pool. So to Mike's point about there being kids, you know, screaming at all hours of the night. Buildings 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, and 9 all face pools. 6 and 10, the Lion King rooms do not. Also, I like the entrance in the Lion King one because they've got that little thing that you walk under with the animals. Yeah, that's kind of cool.
I prefer the Nemo buildings. I think they have the best theme. I understand your noise concerns, so certainly if that's a consideration, then you should go with Len's recommendation.
You think the Nemo buildings are more themed, a better theme than the Cars?
Yeah, I just don't. Maybe it's because I also have a stronger affinity towards Finding Nemo than I do Cars. Granted, really? I'm not a 10-year-old boy, but that's part of it. I don't know. Cars doesn't really do it for me.
I ran this show idea by Laurel. She's like, "Oh, are you going to pick the Cars theme for animation?" I'm like, "No, I don't like it as much as you know, as the other one, she's like, oh, but it's mid-century modern. It's very period appropriate.
So, period appropriate.
Yeah.
History will judge us correct, Len.
All right, fair enough.
Let's move on to Pop Century. Scopa, what's your choice?
Oh, man, Pop Century. Oh, I've said it every single boy, this is a good question. You know, Matt, it's going to depend upon if I'm going – let's say I was going for a race weekend. I would probably go with – oh, my God. I think I'd probably go with like in the – I think I would say like, you know, the 80s is – I think it's Building 7. I think I would go there. Wow. It's closer to the parking lot. I can just zoom right out of there. It's not going to be noisy if I need to get to bed early the night before a race. As long as I'm not on the poolside. So I think the 80s or the 90s, maybe Building 8 or Building 7. I think I would like that. But if I was going there to have some, you know, just a regular vacation, I think I would probably go with. I have this thing about the 50s, so I think probably Building 3 because it's kind of close to Generation Gap Bridge. I could just walk along there if I want to go over to Out of Animation to eat at the Landscape of Flavors, you know?
Right. And you also like McCarthy, so that worked out well.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's move on to the moderate resorts. We'll start with Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort.
Ah, that's easy.
Choice of like 60 different rooms.
All right, Scopa, go ahead, Mr. Easy.
I've always stayed at, I forgot the name.
That's easy.
It's not the first one. It's the second.
The most unforgettable building in is.
Hold on. Let me see.
All right, I'll go.
Go ahead, Len.
Go ahead, Len. You go first.
You know, I like the buildings in Trinidad North, especially Building 32. Which is sort of water, facing the water. The rooms that face sort of westish, face the water. The thing I like about it is it's walking distance to Old Port Royal, and walking distance to Bold. What are the good things about most rooms at Caribbean Beach is you're not more than 5 or 6 minutes from a pool, walking distance anywhere. You can be a hike from Old Port Royal, especially if you're like in the very back of Aruba or the very west part of Barbados. There's just no way around a long walk.
It's hard to go wrong with that.
West side, yeah, but you're in the west side of Building 11. Barbados was just pretty much opposite the water from Old Port Royal. I mean, your only choice is you could go east and walk halfway around the lake, or you could go west and try for the land bridge, the little bridge that goes over the island. But either way, it's a hike.
You see, the thing for me, I like Barbados just because I want to have easy access in and out. I think that the food court is – I don't love the food at this resort. So I'd rather have – just be able to get in and out of the resort quickly rather than
You go by the custom house at Barbados.
Exactly.
Yeah. You could get the exit. Yeah.
Because otherwise, I mean, when you're in Trinidad, I mean, you're deep in the heart of Caribbean Beach. I mean, it's you know, with traffic and buses, I mean, it takes a little while longer. So, all right, let's move on to Coronado Springs.
Scopa, do you remember yours?
I'm looking at the Mac now. I think Martinique used to be the one that I liked the most. But I've been told that Aruba has the best view in the morning. But I like Martinique, and the reason why I like Martinique was that when I used to go there a lot, that was always the first bus stop. And when I wanted to take the bus, that was always at that time in the 90s, that was the first bus stop. And I always liked it because it was it's close enough to Old Port Royal, and it was just far away enough so that, it would be away from the noise. But at the same time, it was close enough so that I could get there real fast. So Martinique, I believe, was the village that I liked.
Cool. Let's move on to Coronado Springs.
Coronado Springs. That's a tough one.
I think I generally prefer the casitas to the ranchos or cabanas. Again, easy access in and out. And you're also I'd rather have easy access also to the dining in the main building than like the pool. The pool is nice. It's just I find myself spending more time getting in and out of the resort and eating than I am at the pool. So I'm okay with doing the hike for the pool if it means I get, again, most of the time I'll have a simpler easy access. So again, any of the casitas are fine with me.
Do you know what I like about the casitas? They look fabulous at night.
Mm. Fabulous. Fabulous. Sounds good.
Is that too close to the convention center to be a problem?
It's still a pretty big resort, man. That's the thing.
Okay. Yeah, it depends which one you're at.
Yeah, it is.
How about Fort Wilderness Resort Cabins?
A favorite loop?
Favorite loop.
What's the one with the water feature behind where we stayed that time? That was great. Was that like,
I think by far the best ones are going to be, you want to be as close as possible to the settlement. Because the ones that are like, I mean, loops 1, 2, 4, and even maybe 3 are theoretically walkable, which makes a big difference.
Yeah, it's all walkable,
Yep. Otherwise, the next best ones, in my opinion, are going to be the ones near the Meadows Trading Post. That's around like 9, 10, 13, maybe even 8.
Eight's my favorite, actually, because it's centrally located between the two.
Yes, and they have that new pool over there.
Yes.
Yeah, and there's a lot going on in that general area. So, again, you either want to be close to the settlement or the trading post. Otherwise, I mean, you're just picking.
No, I've been in Loop 21. That's because I think the cabins are over in those loops, right, in the 20s?
Yes.
And 21, walking from 21 to the trading post is not bad at all. Even at, in the afternoon or the evening when it's getting dark out, or the very early morning, it's still not bad. It is a little disconcerting to see how much wildlife runs around at night. But at 21, you're not going to walk to the settlement outpost, just to pick up a soda and come back. You'll go to the trading post for that. But overall, yeah, I like if I'm camping, I'll stay in 8.
Cool. Let's go to Port Orleans French Quarter. And I think if there's been a consistent – anything that's been consistent on this podcast since the inception of the podcast, it's going to be our recommendation of these buildings here.
Yeah, really.
Well, I think everyone would say 5.
4 and 5. Yeah, that's what
4 and 5. But having said that, that is basically my home resort for race weekends except for the marathon weekend and where I'm at the beach club. But for that particular resort – my preference is building 1.
I was just going to say that. Yes.
Because there's a certain number of room that I'm not going to say that I really like, and that's right on the water on the corner. That's where I usually – first floor, right on the corner. You can see the river. It's really nice. So that's my favorite building.
Okay.
It's right in the corner?
Why were you going to say that, Len?
Number one, I like the view of the resort from that particular angle because you can see the manicured lawns as well as the different facades.
Yep.
And the view, sort of the view left to right, it's the way that the landscaping works in with the building architecture. I think is the best in that particular view. I think the thing on the opposite end, the other end of the resort, the streets are sort of New Orleans squarish. They're cute. The names are funny. And they're definitely interesting. There's a little bit more shade there, too. But I think in terms of just, like, prettiness, sheer prettiness, that's the way to go. By the way, is your room number 1132?
I'm not going to say. I was going to say the most underrated building in Port Orleans French Quarter is Building 2 because it can give you quiet, depending upon which side of the building you're on. And it can give you, pool view if you want a pool view. And it's close to the boat to go into downtown Disney. And it's fairly close to the food court. So Building 2 might be a preferred building, really.
Yeah, if you get the southwest facing rooms in Building 2, you're close to the lobby, but not facing the pool. But like what? The boat. Yeah, you're right. That's actually a good suggestion.
Cool. Let's go to a sister resort, Port Orleans Riverside. I've always been an Alligator Bayou fan, not because of the theme or the decor. Again, convenience, easier access to the main building, easier access out of the resort.
See, the thing I like about Alligator Bayou is the farther you walk towards Alligator Bayou from the lobby, the more remote it gets.
Yes,
more rustic.
The landscape theming here, I think, is better than probably most deluxe resorts.
I agree.
In terms of it telling a story,
Mike,
I agree. He's dead on.
Yeah,
it's so rustic. It's like you're in the woods.
And it's the farther back you go, like you start by building 14, which is the closest one to the lobby and check in, and it still looks relatively I'm not gonna say urban, but not it's developed. But then you pass 18, 27, 26, 28. By the time you get to 25, I mean, there's swamp around you, right?
Yeah, exactly. you're definitely going to feel it. It's going to feel authentic.
One of the things we tested for resort video was the walk from 14 to 25 to show you the transition in the landscape. I like 25 for that reason. It really, if you can catch on to it, it really shows you Disney magic, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Very good. All right, that'll do for the moderates. Let's move on to deluxe. We'll start with the deluxe resorts hotel. So Animal Kingdom Lodge.
So for this one, I think we'd probably have a favorite wing, right? Kudu Trail, Zebra Trail, Ostrich Trail, Giraffe Trail.
Yeah. It depends. I mean, it depends what you're looking at. I'm a big fan of the Zebra Trail. It gives you obviously access to the savannah, which I think is very important at this resort.
Yeah.
And then on top of it, it gives you slightly closer access to the Jumbo House. Ostrich, if you can get it, isn't bad because you get a view of the Sunset Savannah. Again, you have to have that view of it. But anyone else have any other differing opinions?
As long as I have a Savannah room, I don't really care, really, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm with you on that, Mike.
Yeah.
I tend to like the west-facing rooms in Zebra Trail because you can sort of see it all the way through the Arusha Savannah. And maybe catch some stuff from the Pemby Savannah over at Kidani. Or you could do the west-facing rooms in the Kudu Trail for the exact same reason. You get sort of two savannas at once.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the Beach Club Resort. And I the room I'm going to pick, and I'm looking at Lynn's thing here, because I don't know. Here's this. This is the room number. It's in room 1501. If I can ever get this room, I will be the happiest person on it. This is the room that when you're walking back from Epcot, it's like the first room you run into, and it's like ground level.
I know the one that you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
No, now I know what number it is. I'm totally renting it one day just to be able to get it.
And there's that little fence and door and walkway where you can walk
that's right,
too. Yeah, exactly.
If you can break into it, it's perfect because then it's like cuts. Because otherwise, to get back to the main entrance, it cuts down to like 10 minutes of walking.
Definitely.
At late at night, you want that. You want to be.
Yeah, I just want to get back. I'm done walking. I don't need to walk all the way back to the mansion, then basically walk in the entire distance back to your room through the hallways. No, thank you. Any other preferences? Newell. What's the one? What's out Becky here? Our good friend Becky Mankin. What's the room that she always likes?
Oh God.
Is it room 1606?
You know,
I know where it is, but I don't remember the number.
I'm
looking on touring plans here to see if I can figure it out. I think it's 1606. Basically, the cool thing about its room configuration is so odd, but it gives it so much more space and without feeling like you're getting paying for a larger room. It's just, again, the way the room's configured.
It's like a railroad flat. It's just real far back.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's 1606. Looking at it on touring plans,
but that she every time she's there, there's a problem with that room. So I wouldn't recommend that.
You wouldn't do it.
Maybe it's because they know.
Yeah, could be. Yeah. All right, let's move on to the Boardwalk Inn.
I really don't have a feel for that.
Oh, anything not facing the boardwalk.
Yes, exactly.
Because
you'll just hear the boardwalk noise. Oh. The stuff I like would be in the 1300s, the teens, like 1312 through maybe 1320 or so. They're the interior-facing rooms. Very pretty courtyard, dead quiet. And some of the rooms have interesting shapes. So I really like those.
Cool. Next up, we have the Contemporary Resort.
I mean, the choice here really is between Tower and the South Garden Wing, right?
Who was I talking to about the Garden Wing? It's like staying in the Garden Wing is like staying in like.
I used to stay in the North. The North Wing was nice. I used to stay there a lot. But
I mean, the Garden Wing is like, I don't understand why anyone would actually choose the Garden Wing.
It's cheaper and you don't have the noise from like Chef Mickey's.
You're missing out on the entire principle of why you're staying at the.
There's still nice rooms, dude. And some of them are very pretty. You could practically swim out to the electrical water pageant if you're staying out like in the in the 6120s,
right?
61 teens. You could. I mean, you're right there. You are right there.
Yeah, I wouldn't hate that so much.
No. It's not bad, especially if you're on an upper floor. I mean, then you can't walk out, obviously, but you get a great view of things. But the first floor rooms are really nice. The dead quiet. You can, but if you sort of open your door, you can hear the sounds of the Magic Kingdom. I've stayed in the South Garden rooms many times. It's a little bit of a hike, obviously, from the
little
main
bit.
Building, right? It is. It's a hike. I'm not lying to you. And it's sort of annoying. But you know, you're saving $100 a night, dude. I'll walk the 5 minutes for $100.
All right. Next up, we have the Grand Floridian.
This is interesting. I mean, so the reason why you don't want to stay in the main building because it's all concierge and it's what, like $700-$800 a night, something like that, something crazy.
Right.
Man, it's tough. So Boca Chica, Big Pine Key, those are all expensive views, right? Conky, depending on which way you're facing on it. Sugarloaf is concierge as well, right? The whole building?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that's tough. So Sago Key might be your best bet because of the it's relatively inexpensive. You don't have as great a view, but I don't know, man. I don't know. It's all so expensive.
Yeah, that's the problem.
the Big Pine Key, the rooms I would avoid, the south facing rooms on Big Pine Key, because I think we can all agree on this, right? If you're going to drop the money for Grand Floridian, you either need something that's close to transportation, or you're either in the main building, or you're close to transportation, or you've got a great view. That's one of the three things that you need, right?
Yep.
But like the south facing rooms on Big Pine Key, they face the Polynesian, and they face probably the construction of the Polynesian right now. They're the farthest away from the monorail, and you don't see the Magic Kingdom. I don't know why you'd pick that. So, you know, if you're going to take the boat, the stuff in Conky is not bad at all, and Boca Chica, the end of Boca Chica. But I would say, Sago Key, you're close enough to the main building. It's relatively inexpensive. That's what I would pick.
All right. Let's go to the Polynesian Resort.
This will be interesting.
Are we dropping the money for Hawaii, the concierge? Because if we are, then I think we're done.
If you're not dropping the money, I always like Rapa Nui, assuming there's no construction going on, because their parking allows you to have easy access, walkable to the TTC. Yeah. And the resort monorail is so bad sometimes, especially during like times when you actually want to use it, that I would rather use the express monorail. And that way you get to walk back and forth very, very easily. Now, of course, right now, like today, I wouldn't recommend it just because, again, construction has essentially blocked it off. Mm-hmm. But once the construction is done and that pathway is restored, I think Rapa Nui is really an underrated building.
That's funny because I would say Rarotonga. I stayed at Rarotonga a few times, and that's right next to the Great Ceremonial House.
That's right.
I kind of like that one, you know?
We were walking from Reunion. That's what you said, right?
And years ago, so you had this Great Ceremonial House on one side, and on the other side you had Tangaroa Terrace. So you had a nice restaurant on one side, and then of course you had the Great Ceremonial House where everything you needed, and you could go on the monorail. But I think, and also it's close to the parking lot, so that kind of it just does it for me. It does it for me more than Hawaii, you know.
So. The if you want view, I think Tuvalu is the
that's going to be the really nice hot one.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I agree.
That's going to be really. Have you guys ever stayed in Fiji?
No.
I've never stayed in Fiji, Tonga, or Aotearoa.
I think I've stayed in Aotearoa, whatever that is, and it reminded me a little bit of Rarotonga, but because it was right near Luau Cove, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to do that.
Noah, which buildings did our friends Mindy and Janine stay at? I use that word loosely.
I think that you mean our friends Mindy and our acquaintance Janine.
Yeah,
you know?
I think they liked it. I don't remember what building it was.
I think they were in I can't say it.
Aotearoa. Yeah, whatever that one is.
But Mindy complained that if she had her door open at night, you can hear the luau. So,
oh really?
Yeah, and right outside her window was one of those in ground speakers. So. They were playing Hawaiian Christmas music all.
But which one does Seyfert like? Do we know?
Don't know. He loves them all equally.
Yeah,
like his children.
Exactly.
I thought he liked Tahiti, but oh well.
Let's go to the Wilderness Lodge. Which wing?
Wilderness Lodge.
So the.
That's don't all chime in at once.
No. The thing that I like about the rooms 30 through the even numbered rooms 30 through 64 face the quiet side of the villas. So the interior, so it's sort of a Y-shaped room, right? Y-shaped building. On the inside legs of the Y, you've got the pool, and it can get noisy. Plus, they've had construction, right? A lot of pedestrian traffic. You get the boat noise. The even number of rooms, 32 through 64. Super quiet. If you get the upper floor rooms, they're prettier. They have prettier views of things. And you're facing over the villas, which I think are really nice. And frankly, I like going over to the villas, just hanging out in that lobby, because the Wilderness Lodge lobby is very pretty, but it's huge and it's noisy. The villas lobby, much more quiet, almost as pretty, and a lot easier to relax in.
Okay. Next, we have the Yacht Club.
Does anyone have a preferred building at the Yacht Club, a preferred wing?
I prefer to be as close as possible to Epcot, because those ones that are all the way essentially by the Swan and Dolphin, like...
So like 1155, the 1140s, 1150s, yeah. That's you, baby. Yeah.
I don't even care about the views. I just want to be closer. I just don't want to be feeling like I'm staying at the Swan and Dolphin.
So the rooms 1 through 30, I guess, what is that... 12 through 30, even numbers. Those are facing the Swan and Dolphin, right?
That's right. All right. Speaking of which, let's talk about the Dolphin.
I don't really have a preference for the Dolphin. Do you guys?
Scopey, you've stayed here a couple times, haven't you?
Nope.
Oh, I thought you stayed there. Yeah.
Nope.
Noel? Anybody stayed here?
Wherever the heavenly beds are.
Yeah. I really don't have a preference. My thing.
You have a heavenly bed right behind me right now.
I know.
Huh?
Yeah, I have one. Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah, I have one. Yeah.
You bought one?
Yeah.
Is it heavenly?
It's heavenly. It's big.
How about the Swan? Anything else there?
No, I don't really have a preference there.
All right. Bay Lake Tower.
Bay Lake Tower.
I really like the it's not a wing, but I really like the Bay Lake views better than the Magic Kingdom views.
Do you really?
I really do. I think it's much more interesting stuff to see, especially on the upper floors.
Okay.
Mm. Sorry, especially on the lower floors, where your main view in the Magic Kingdom is a parking lot.
Hmm. Yeah, you can see several of the other theme parks. Really.
Now the one downside to the Bay Lake view rooms is. When the depending on the way the sun goes from east to west, the rooms that face south get a lot of sun exposure throughout the day. I mean, to the point where you have to have the shades drawn, in the afternoon. Otherwise, the room just heats up and the air conditioning can't even keep up with it. It's that crazy.
Wow.
All right. How about Animal Kingdom Villas? This would be Kidani.
So it's really North Trail, South Trail type thing. Right?
South Trail, I think, is for me. Again, since you're so hard, you're so dependent in terms of for counter service food. Back to the main to Animal Kingdom Lodge Jumbo House.
That's it. Yeah. So you could say South Trail and do the walk, and it's really not bad. I would agree.
I once stayed at the last building on the North Trail. I mean, the last
really?
One all the way to the walk between the elevator to the room was incredibly long.
Really?
So, yeah, if you can't walk, that's a hike.
How about the Beach Club Villas?
I don't really have a preference here.
I don't either.
No.
I would say probably, again, the rooms closest to the actual Beach Club Inn. So maybe those are like something around like room number 120. Just to be... Again, easier access, because those ones that are essentially in the convention center parking lot,
right,
are again really a hike.
Well, the only thing about that is if you're dragging some luggage. But yeah, there's what are the buildings? Were there the 60s and the 70s, the 60s and 70s that are like literally over the water?
Mm-hmm.
That might be fun. That might be nice for you.
Okay.
Yeah, cool.
Let's move on to Boardwalk Villas.
Mm.
Not the ones in if you're looking at the map, the south.
See, you don't think the south ones.
I had that room one time. Actually, Annette gave me points. She was very nice, and she let me stay here. And it was a hike again. Just
oh, he's complaining. Look at this.
It was a free room, and
it was a free room, and it was a hike. I'm just saying. I think the one closer to the you want to be closer to the pool. Even I would even take ones that are closer to the Swan and Dolphin. Those again, that that wing, essentially.
But then you're at the far, far, far end of the boardwalk.
They all feel like that scene from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, that you're just walking down this hall that never ends and gets...
I was going to say The Shining, but your thing works too.
Yeah. Keep it family-friendly, Len.
All right.
All right, we're going for Mr. Newell on this one. Old Key West, what you got?
I'm always a big fan of water features, so I'm 43 or 35. Facing the water is always my favorite, always what I request. The only problem is you do get a lot of vehicle noise from Buena Vista Drive or Bonnet Creek. Sometimes you get some motorcycles running up and down, so you do hear that. But other than that, I like the view.
All right, Saratoga Springs. I am a big fan of Congress Park for two reasons. Number one, the view of Downtown Disney is unparalleled.
Yes.
And easy walkway access to Downtown Disney, so you don't need to worry about car, parking, bus, or anything of that stuff.
I agree with that, too.
All right.
No?
No, I agree.
I don't know it well enough to... I guess so, Congress Park, yeah.
Also, the grandstand is kind of quiet, too, if you ever needed that. But yeah, I'd rather be... Especially with the stuff that's going on in Disney Springs, a year from now, that's where you want to be. You want to be down by Congress Park, yeah.
How about the villas at Wilderness Lodge? I think we're going to go with our standard answer here, as close to the main building as possible, right?
Well, yeah, but the thing is, you can... So the rooms that are closest are in the 1530s, so the 30s. Those are the closest, but all of them are fairly easy access. Even the stuff that's like, you know, in the zeros through 20s. It's a short walk to the elevator from there.
Yeah, they did a good job there. They really did.
Yeah, you want to avoid the stuff that's like in the 50s. Those are the farthest rooms.
Way down in the southeast part. Yeah,
exactly.
Villas at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort.
I don't have a preference.
Next.
Yeah. Whatever. They're all very, very nice. And Treehouse Villas at Saratoga Springs.
Hmm.
I think go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say, I almost stayed there one time. I got a call, and they wanted to upgrade me there from the Caribbean, and I turned it down. I don't think I'd turn it down now.
But, the ones in the 30s, you can have a walkway to Saratoga Springs and are reasonably close to the pool. The pool, though, is nothing to write home about.
No, not at all. You're so dependent on Saratoga Springs proper.
It's one pool, right? There's only one pool.
It's tiny. Yeah.
Very good. Well, that'll do it for us today. Don't forget, this episode is sponsored by touringplans.com. And boy, howdy, if you hate waiting in line like me, you're going to want to take in touringplans.com. It's a great service that can help you make sure you see everything and do everything without waiting for everything. And we have a special discount code just for our podcast listeners. That's right. That's you. If you use discount code ZUZU2014, you will save 21% off a touringplans.com subscription. Wow, what a great deal. Check them out right now, touringplans.com. For Len Testa, Mike Scopa, and Mike Newell, I am Matt Hotchberg. We'll see you on the next show.
Stupid Judy, stupid energy.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.